And now the story of musicians who were rock stars, once at least. It's part of our series on how artists make money. The Posies were barely out of their teens in the late 1980s when they got a deal with a major label. But it's been a while since one of their songs hit the charts. NPR's Neda Ulabi checked in with them to find out how they're making a living now.
It might have been really hard a decade or so ago to imagine the two musicians who are the Posies, John Auer and Ken Stringfellow, hawking their own CDs behind a table before a show. But that's what they're doing now, surrounded by fans at a cavernous Brooklyn warehouse turned nightclub.
Any of your solo stuff on vinyl?
These fans, like the musicians, are approaching middle age. They tenderly recall favorite albums and shows. One pulls out an incredibly ratty Posies t-shirt for the musicians to autograph. That relic dates from an era defined by the music of Kurt Cobain, from the days when major labels raided Washington State's nightclubs in search of the next Nirvana. The Posies were snapped up by Geffen and scored a sweetly melancholy hit. Back in 1993, you could buy that album, Frosting on the Beater, in record stores around the country. The Posies had songs in two definitive 90s movies, Reality Bites and The Basketball Diaries, says singer and songwriter John Auer.
I think we had a $250,000 publishing advance, and I think just off of those two movies, we managed to recoup that entire advance and make money on top of that.
But the band still owes Geffen money. At the time, Auer says he was having too much fun being a rock star to pay attention to all of the expenses label reps charge to the band's account.
If you look at what they send you eventually, you know, these amazing itemized statements, you know, you're going to find every hotel room they ever stayed at. I mean, if someone went and bought some baseball cards, you know, and they were your A&R guy, they probably put it on your account. I mean, just crazy stuff like that. It was amazing to actually sit down and look at it and realize that it was all on your dime, basically.
The Posies left their major label in the late 1990s, not over money, but over a lack of promotion. They went back to the small, independent label where they'd started. They released a record they made very cheaply. Compared with Frosting on the Beater, which the band says sold about 200,000 copies, this new one moved only about 25,000, Auer says.
I actually saw a check from that record that went in my pocket. I never saw a check from the sales of any of the records on the major labels.
There's no kiss, no kiss I'd trade for you.
The band broke up. Income from the sale of their albums was not enough to live on. To this day, the money from sales from those Geffen recordings goes right back to the label. The band does get some performance royalties when the two movies with their songs screen on TV. John Auer and Ken Stringfellow had to support themselves by diversifying. They became producers, recording engineers, and backup musicians for other bands. Stringfellow played with REM, among many others.
I played on so many records, it's crazy. I have no idea how many.
Like 100?
A couple hundred, probably.
When you ask Stringfellow how much money he makes today, he says it's complicated. He lives in Paris now, and these days he's mostly paid in euros.
He pulls out a calculator. He types in a number. Hold on here, folks. What's the euro right now? 1.3? Yeah, it means I make about $100,000 a year.
Much of Stringfellow's income, he says, comes from his work with bands in Belgium, Holland, and Norway. He plays with them, but that's just the tip of, forgive me, the iceberg.
I'm the tour accountant and tour manager and travel agent and all of that stuff all the time for all of these bands. It's so insane.
Those bands include the Posies. They reunited 4 years ago with an album that pleased both critics and old fans.
But you don't know.
You'll rarely hear the Posies on the radio, though. They never produce the kind of song that gets played on classic rock or used in commercials, the kind of tune that sends a stream of songwriting royalties back their way. So their lives are a blur of work, producing, managing, and, of course, performing. John Auer estimates the three-stop tour they're on now will net each musician about $500 a day.
We don't tour with a bus these days. We don't have four-star hotel rooms. We're not above rooming with each other if we have to.
And they're not above exploiting social media. Ken Stringfellow basically runs a cottage industry for Posies fans from his laptop.
I log into Facebook And in like 30 seconds, I have like 50 people in my chat window, and I answer their questions and, oh yeah, you want to get that record? I've got a couple of those in stock.
The Posies are signed now to a mid-sized label owned by Warner Music. But to a large degree, the Posies have cut out the middleman. They sell their own recordings, manage their own tours. They have more control. That sense of freedom comes out when they play. When they take the stage, the Posies are soon jumping around like the couple of teenagers they once were, dripping with sweat and ecstatic.
I love what I do, and I get to do what I love. So this may all be about money, but that's amazing currency in my estimation.
Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
I could dream all day. I could dream all day. I could dream all day.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.